Hi there, I'm Dr. Carrie Wise, veterinarian, certified life coach, and certified quantum human design specialist. If you're a veterinary professional looking to up-level your life and your career, or maybe looking to go in an entirely new direction, then what I talk about here on the Joyful DVM podcast is absolutely for you. Let's get started. Hello, my friends. Welcome back to the Joyful DVM podcast. Today, we're going to be doing things a little bit differently. Because I just realized that as we're creeping up on 4 years since starting this podcast, it's literally been years since I did an episode dedicated to explaining what it is that we do over here. And let's face it, a lot has changed since the beginning. So here over the next few minutes, I'm going to share with you the way that we can help support veterinary professionals through the things that we do over here at Joyful DVM. I'm going to be talking about who we help and how we do it, to be quite honest. But before I jump into that, I want to share with you a little delightful surprise that I found when I actually dug into our own podcast thread right there on iTunes to find out how long it had been since I'd done an episode like this. And I found a review that I hadn't yet seen. One of our friends, ParkMom14, shared, "I've been a loyal listener for years, and the content is so relevant to every part of my personal and professional life. I've shared these podcasts with everyone I know, including coworkers and even my child's daycare director. There is something here for everyone. And in the words of one of my employees, it's like she's talking specifically to me." My friend, thank you so much for taking the time to write us a review about our podcast. And those of you who are out there, if you are loyal listeners, or if you're brand new, but what we talk about here resonates with you, I really do hope that you will consider writing us a review as well, because I love to see that encouragement. Very much like another friend of ours who recently wrote that I love this podcast. Like, I just, something simple. I love to see that because it helps me to keep going, quite honestly. You just never quite know who's out there and who's listening to what you have to say. And I'm so thankful that what we share here every week resonates with you. So with that said, let's jump into what Joyful DVM is all about these days and what has changed since we started the podcast 4 years ago and started the organization over 7 years ago now. I mean, time has just flown by. So over here at Joyful DVM, we help veterinary professionals. So what is a veterinary professional? It's really anybody that works in any type of job associated with veterinary medicine. So that may mean that you're a veterinarian. It might mean that you are a veterinary technician. It might mean that you are a veterinary assistant. It might mean that you are some type of uncredentialed support staff. So you're working in a role similar to an assistant or similar to a technician, but you have not yet gained a credential. It could be that you work in reception or a customer service or concierge or whatever it is that your organization calls the people who work at the front desk, which is one of the most important roles in a veterinary hospital. The front desk is the face of your business, my friends. It's so important to have the right people greeting those clients. And it's not an easy job at all. And that's probably enough for an entire other podcast episode. So I'll make a note about that. So if you're in one of those customer support roles, this absolutely applies to you. We also at Joyful DVM help anybody who's not in clinical practice anymore. So like I said, if you're at all attached to veterinary medicine, maybe you are now working in industry or education, or perhaps you're working for the government. Like, it doesn't really matter. If you are related in any way to veterinary medicine, then what we do at Joyful DVM is about you and it's for you. And even if you work in ancillary services that support veterinary professionals, that is for you as well. So we've made a very all-inclusive type of community over here at Joyful DVM. And one of the things that I am so proud about is that within the communities themselves, we do not have a culture of bullying or shaming or putting each other down. I know there are a lot of groups out there that have been created with the intention of supporting those who work in veterinary medicine. But my friends, and I've done entire podcast episodes on this, we are not always kind to each other. And so a lot of those groups that have been created with the intention of being supportive and being a good place to go can actually have a very different effect, right? They can really bring you down, and a lot of people are afraid to share because of the fear of getting attacked and being criticized. And we just don't need more of that in our world. So that just doesn't happen over here at Joyful DVM, especially inside of our programs. It just doesn't. We've just never had to remove anybody for that kind of bullying or negative behavior. And it's been quite fascinating to see. It's what I had hoped for. And maybe it's because that's what I set the intention for, was that we were not going to be a place to behave that way, that we just don't attract people who do. And I'm very proud of that because it is a very safe place to show up as who you are. So what is it that we actually do over here? Well, obviously, we record a podcast. So every week, I try to do it every single week, we have a podcast episode that comes out. Sometimes there's more than one. And this is part of our free content. So we post it every week. We have the, in lots of places where podcasts can be listened to. We also repost links to it on social media, and you can find it on our website. So we do that every single week to give you a little bit of an encouragement. What we also do from time to time is hold different types of workshops. Some of those workshops are free. Some of those workshops are paid for a small price. So those happen multiple times a year. Things like the anxiety management workshop or the career alignment workshop, for example. So we do things like that. So keep an eye out on social media or get on our email list, because that's the easiest way to make sure that you're the first to know whenever we're getting ready to do a new workshop. In addition to those types of things, we have three other ways that veterinary professionals can get support through our Joyful DVM offerings. The first one is through our pretty new VetMed Joy Club. So we just went past our 1-year anniversary of starting the VetMed Joy Club. Now, the VetMed Joy Club was created to be a really easy, low barrier to entry type of way to test out the things that we do here. It's all about encouragement, and the concept's pretty simple. So it's a membership that you can join as either a monthly member or as a yearly member. And what happens once you're a member is that you get inspirational quotes and comments from me 3 times every week. So twice a week, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I send out an email with a short inspirational message. Now, every month we typically have a theme. And so those inspirational messages are associated with the theme for the month. Those come out by email every Tuesday and Thursday. You also have the option to sign up for text messages of those exact same inspirational messages. So if, as long as you're in the US, because at this point our texting service only allows us to text within the US, you can get those inspirational messages popping right up on your mobile device on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And like I said, they're short. They're usually only 2 or 3 sentences. So this isn't like a very long thing that you have to read. It's something very quick and easy that you can read and that you can implement. It's really all about helping us shift our perspective, because what we focus on, we create more of. The way that we think about things, our perspective, is what calibrates our emotional experience of it. And so in order for us to raise our emotional vibration, to have better experiences, we have to start shifting the way that we look at things. And I create these messages to help you create your own new perspectives. So those messages come out on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And then on Sundays, I send out an audio message. So it's a short message, usually only 2 to 5 minutes long, usually around the same topic. And this one's just audio. So again, you can get it by email. So the link goes out by email. You can also get the text message with the link to show up right on your mobile device. And then because we do have our very own resource portal over here at Joyful DVM, when you're a VetMed Joy Club member, you have access to the portal, which has then the archive of all the different messages and all the different audios. In addition to that, our VetMed Joy Club members have access to some exclusive workshops only for VetMed Joy Club members, as well as some bonuses, including a bonus course, the Mindset Magic mini course. And that comes just automatically when you join us in VetMed Joy Club. So if you're interested in learning more about the VetMed Joy Club, you can just jump over to joyfuldvm.com/joyclub and you can learn all about it. It's open all the time and you can jump in whenever it works for you. And like I said, it's a membership, so there's no obligation. You can join us for a month or you can join us for a year, and you can cancel whenever you want to. Whenever you cancel, you have access through the end of your billing period. So if you joined us at the beginning of May and you decided on the 21st of May that you didn't want to be in VetMed Joy Club anymore, you could cancel on the 21st of May and you would have access until the beginning of June. If you joined for a year and you got 3 months in and you decided you wanted to cancel, you would still have access for the remaining 9 months of the year. It just wouldn't renew. So that's how that works. So just VetMed Joy Club is over at joyfuldvm.com/joyclub. Then we have Vet Life Academy. This is our signature group program. In Vet Life Academy, there's all kinds of things, and it's very easy to get overwhelmed. So that's my first disclaimer. We don't want to overwhelm you. My goal is to make sure that you have the resources you need when you need them, which is why there is so much content in there. We've just continued to build content over the 5 years now since I first started Vet Life Academy. Inside Vet Life Academy, there are a few different content areas, if you will. There is the Vet Life Reboot course, which is a course that has 10 hours of race-approved CE. So if you're looking for some race CE, then you can join us in Vet Life Academy. You get that course, you go through the videos, you take the assessment at the end, which you will pass, and if you don't for some reason, you can take it again until you do, and then you can get 10 hours of race CE. That's included as one of the bonuses inside of Vet Life Academy. We also have the Vet Life Academy live series. So once or twice a year in general, I go through and I teach Vet Life Academy concepts, these foundational concepts that really help us to get into our own power. It's all about understanding how we're creating our emotional experiences, how to calibrate our emotional experiences, how to take back our power from the things that are happening around us. We talk through all of these things. I teach these, and then we apply it to different areas in veterinary medicine, you know, things like unexpected patient death and board complaints and uncomfortable client interactions, things like that. So you can really not only apply these concepts to your whole life, but have some very specific examples on how to apply it to your veterinary life. We do that these live series at least about once a year. And so you have access to those as well. So as long as you are a Vet Life Academy member, then you have access to the replays of those for the time that you're there. Now, the way that Vet Life Academy works is when you join us, you automatically join us for an entire year. And in addition to those two things that I just discussed, the Vet Life Reboot course and the live sessions, which kind of sound like courses, that's just the tip of the iceberg. In addition to that content, which you can go through at your own pace, twice every single month, there are also live events exclusively for Vet Life Academy members. The first one is that on the first Tuesday of every month, I do a masterclass. So I pick a topic on something that is relevant to veterinary professionals right now, and I go through some information and I introduce some tools, and I help us to create perspective that can help us to navigate those things much more easily. So that happens on the first Tuesday of every month, and they all get recorded. So the archive of all of those from the last 3 years almost are there as well. So that's part of what you get as a Vet Life Academy member. What you also get as a Vet Life Academy member is a live group support call on the third Tuesday of every single month. These calls are anything goes. Anything about life, anything about vet med. If there's something that you're struggling with, something you're trying to figure out how to navigate, any question that you might have, you can bring those to our live group sessions. And there's a way for you to always ask your questions in a way that stays completely anonymous. So when I answer questions from our Vet Life Academy members live on our support calls, I don't identify who is actually asking the question. I have found that this really helps to create that sense of security that a lot of us need to reach out, to be able to feel confident to reach out for the help that we need to get. And so that's the way that I have set up those live support calls, is for it to be possible for you to submit anonymously, and then I will respond without identifying who you are. These also get recorded. And so again, there is an archive available to go back and listen to prior calls. This idea of recording everything that happens at Vet Life Academy is really important, and I think one of the greatest aspects of the way that this program works. Because at this point, my friends, we literally have people from all over the world inside of Vet Life Academy. There's no way that we can all get on a call at the exact same time unless somebody's getting up in the middle of the night. You know, here in the U.S., we base everything on a central time zone because that's where I'm located. But we have our friends who are in England, and we have our friends who are in Australia and New Zealand and in Canada, and people are in all kinds of different time zones. So it's important for me to create a place where you can get the help even if you can't be there live. And that's why when we have things like our live support calls, there's a way for you to submit your questions in advance and then just catch the replay for my answers. So everything gets recorded. This is another reason why I say over and over again, there is no behind in Vet Life Academy. You will always move through all of our content at the pace that is right for you. Sometimes there's just something pressing that you need some help on, and there's an archive for you to go back and look and be like, oh, look, there's a masterclass on navigating a board complaint, or there's a masterclass on how to deal with an unexpected patient death. And you can go back and you can listen to what I shared about those things. That's intentional. We want you to have this resource so that when there's something that you need, you know, wait a minute, like, I don't know what to do. What do I do? Oh, we can jump there and get some information right away. But it doesn't stop there, because we also have our community. You can tag me with your questions and your needs anytime inside of the community, and I will pop in there and I will answer you. It may take me a day or so to be able to get there, but I am watching that community to make sure that our members are always being supported. And like I said, that community is very safe. And so when people do jump in there and share, the community shows up. It's quite beautiful to watch, honestly. And it's not as super busy as a lot of other groups that are for veterinary professionals, where there's just this constant scroll of commiseration and complaining. That just isn't what gets posted in there. It's a place to lift each other up and a place to come when we really need some help or we need a fresh perspective on a situation. And so the members there, when they do reply to each other, it's always very loving and caring and encouraging. And I love that about our community. Our community at this point is not on Facebook either. So for those of you who are very anti-social media, the community for VetLife Academy is not on Facebook. It's actually in our own resource portal. Now, I'll be honest, I've been considering reopening our Facebook group for VetLife Academy, not meaning that I would shut the other one down. And the reason I'm considering doing that is because I know there are a lot of our members that are on Facebook that would likely interact more frequently in the community if they just remembered that it was there, if they didn't have to log into our app or into another place. Not that it's hard to do that. We do have a mobile app, by the way, so you can do everything on your mobile device. But when we're kind of in the thick of it, we don't always remember that. And so making it a little bit easier for people to interact in the community is something that I'm considering doing by reopening our Facebook group. The other reason that I'm considering that is because of the way that the content from the Facebook group will automatically show up in your feed if you're in the group. I think this is important because I think we don't realize how much we are impacted by what just shows up in our social media feeds. And if you guys are in a lot of different groups that are veterinary related, and the vast majority of the time it's negativity in those groups, and the way that you know whether or not a group is having a negative impact on you, just jump into that group and read for a little bit and see, just notice, do you feel better after being there for 3 minutes reading what those posts are, or do you feel worse? And if you feel worse, if you feel anxious, if you feel scared, there is harm being done to you by putting so much attention on those groups. And it's even to the point that I've talked to some of our newer grads who are telling me that some of the most useful groups that have really good medical information in there, that they are at the point that they're believing that they need to be reading all of those posts because there's something that they might not know. There's something that they might miss medically. And so somehow they're not doing their job or putting enough effort into their ongoing learning if they're not reading everything that gets posted about all these different cases. Oh my gosh, my friends, that's exhausting. Please don't do that to yourselves. We've been practicing vet meds for years without social media being a thing at all. You're already qualified to do your job. We know this because you have the license that proves it. Take a break. Jump into those groups when you're looking for something specific. There's a search function in all of those. But any group that when you start to read it, you feel a negative pull downward with your emotional energy, unfollow those groups. That doesn't mean you leave them. It just means they don't show up in your feed. And so this is the reason why I'm considering putting our VetLife Academy, re-engaging our VetLife Academy Facebook group. We already have it. We just haven't really been using it because we opened up our group in our own portal. But the reason I'm looking at maybe using both is for ease and also to have something that's more positive showing up in your feeds to help support you in that way. Of course, if you don't want to get the notifications about it, you can leave the group or you can unfollow the group as well. So that's there. We do, I guess I should have also said, we do have a free group, the Joyful DVM Community on Facebook as well, if you want to join that. So in VetLife Academy, let me get back to that. I kind of got off topic. So we do have some kind of traditional type course content. We have that reboot course with the CE. The reboot course also has its own Q&A area for written questions inside of our resource portal as well that comes right along with it. And when you're a VetLife Academy member, you have access to everything for a year. But that being said, the reboot course, once you've joined us, you get it for life. That's, I think, an important thing to know. And in addition to that, if there's a live session that you go through that first year that you're in, you have access to those live sessions as well. So it is a year commitment when you join us in VetLife Academy, and you can do it as a single payment. You can do it as a monthly payment. There's lots of always different ways, depending on when it's open, ways to join us, but you have access to all of it. So you have access to your courses, to the 10 hours of CE, to the monthly masterclasses, to the monthly life support calls, to the archive of the masterclasses, to the archive of the support calls. You also have access to VetLife Academy exclusive workshops and events that I put on. All of that's included with your VetLife Academy membership. And then after a year, if you want to continue, then there is a decreased price for continuing. So that investment isn't always the same year after year. You get this kind of benefit and bonus, if you will, when you elect to continue to stay and interact with those ongoing masterclasses, ongoing live support calls, and of course, any additional live session series that I do. Because as long as you're in VetLife Academy, you always get to come to the most recent live series for free. It's just part of your enrollment in our group, in our community. The third thing that we offer at Joyful DVM to create support for you is one-on-one coaching. So one-on-one coaching, there's a few different ways that that works, but basically these are private sessions with me. There's opportunity for one-off sessions. There's opportunity for packages of sessions that get used just intermittently whenever you want them. And there's opportunity for more structured one-on-one coaching programs. To find out more about those, just email us at support@joyfuldvm.com because it's all very custom. But a lot of people didn't know that I do one-on-one coaching sessions. And again, anything goes. We can be talking about something with your veterinary career, or we can be talking about something in your life. As a certified life coach and a certified quantum human design specialist, I can help you in all kinds of different areas. And if you're not sure whether or not coaching would be the right move for you, then just send us an email at support@joyfuldvm.com. Give me a little bit of information about what's going on. And I'll be really honest as to whether or not I believe working with me one-on-one would be helpful for you. If I believe that what you need assistance with is outside of the scope of what I do, I will be very honest with you and tell you that. But what I found recently is that not everybody knows that we even offer that here. And so I wanted to make sure that you know that. So just as a recap, the things that we offer over here at Joyful DVM to help support veterinary professionals, with veterinary professionals being pretty much defined as anybody that touches vet med in any way, shape, or form, things that we offer over here, we have our free Facebook group, the Joyful DVM community. We have this podcast. We have workshops that happen periodically, free workshops, and we also have paid workshops. We have our VetMed Joy Club over at joyfuldvm.com/joyclub. We have our VetLife Academy program. To get on the priority list for that, jump over to joyfuldvm.com/VetLife Academy. And we have our one-on-one coaching support, which you can learn more about at support@joyfuldvm.com. So just send us an email. You can also just jump over to our website, joyfuldvm.com, and click the contact button and submit that way. Be happy to get you any information that you need. So we've grown a lot since we first started Joyful DVM back in 2017. And at this point, we've helped well over 20,000. I think it's more closer to like 25,000 veterinary professionals in one way, shape, or form. And we're not going anywhere. We're just getting started. My intent behind this episode is to just reintroduce the things that we do, to make sure that you know that there's lots of ways that we can help. There's lots of resources that we've created that are available to you, like our alternative career guide, which you can get over on our website. And that I'm creating new things to support you every single week. My goal for you is to thrive in your life as a veterinary professional. My goal for you is to know that you did not sign up for a life of anxiety and dread simply because you chose this career field. My intention for you is to know that you can thrive, that you can set boundaries, that you can be a veterinary professional, and you can have an entire additional life. That what you do as an occupation does not define who you are as a human. And that if at any point you start to feel like being a veterinary professional is stopping you from being able to live the life that you want, then I want you to reach out, because that's not the way this is supposed to work. VetMed's not supposed to suck the life out of you. And I know there's a lot of conversation about how that happens. There's a lot of commiseration. There's a lot of blaming and complaining. And as long as we keep looking at it as this profession and being in this profession as if having a negative impact on our emotional well-being is just part of the deal in VetMed, then we will just continue to create that. And what I want you to know, I want you to start to believe, start to at least consider, is that you do not have to compromise your well-being in order to work in this career field. That there are ways for you to leave work at work. There are ways for you to not be spinning about cases and client interactions when you're at home at night. There are ways for you to not feel relentless anxiety that day before you go back for your next shift. That there are ways for you to look at the choices that you've made in your life and not be drawing a conclusion when you look at that student loan debt that you've made the worst decision ever. That you have now compromised your future because you chose this career field. My friends, I promise you, none of that is true. Unfortunately, I know that is a lot of the way that it is talked about. And we keep just giving each other these coping mechanisms to deal with relentless anxiety and stress and overwhelm. And coping mechanisms, they may help a little bit in the moment. They're a little bit of a band-aid, but my friends, it doesn't help you get in front of it. And what we do at Joyful DVM is we help you get in front of it. We help you take back your power. We help you to see that you have not made any choices that have screwed up your life, that you have not limited what's possible for you in the future by what you've decided in the past, that all of these things are part of your journey intentionally, and they're helping you to become who you were always meant to be. Your only job is to keep going. Your only job is to become who you already are in a way that does not feel the need to apologize for who you are. And that means if you want to change jobs, you want to change careers, you want to pursue a different discipline, you want to shift around your schedule, whatever it is that you want to do, if you have a desire to do it, then let's do it. There's a way to do it. And all those things that you're telling yourself about how you can't have a different experience because of X, Y, and Z, just notice that you're giving X, Y, and Z all of your power. And also know that you are way more powerful than any of that. Your circumstances today do not predict your future or prevent it, quite honestly. None of it does. The past never predicts the future. The past created today, but what you do today creates the future. And you have the ability to change all of it. And quite honestly, you are the only one who can. So my friends, if you're feeling overwhelmed, if you're feeling hopeless, if you're really stuck in regret and frustration and anger and bitterness and feeling jaded, like so many of us are in veterinary medicine, I encourage you to reach out, jump into our community, join us in VetMed Joy Club, get on that priority list for VetLife Academy. Take a moment to refocus on you. Because when you focus on you, when you take care of you first, then you get your power back. Then you can start to create what's happening next in your life on purpose. And as you learn to do that, the things like what clients say at work or the way that cases turn out or the way that your coworkers behave, those things no longer are the creators of your well-being because you have your own back. You have your own confidence. And when you learn to create that, my friends, everything becomes possible. So to learn more about our Joyful Deviant things, just jump over to joyfuldeviant.com. We've got all the links over there. If you have any questions or you're interested in one-on-one support, email us at support@joyfuldvm.com. And friends, I will leave you with this, that no matter where you are in your journey, we are here to help you. And there's one thing that I say over and over again in VetLife Academy, and I want to share this with you too, even if we have never met, that I will believe in you enough for both of us until you can catch up. I know there may not be anybody in your life who believes in you in the way that you need them to. And what I want you to know is that even if you think there isn't anybody, there is actually somebody you may have never met who believes in your potential and is just waiting for you to start to believe in it too. All right, my friends, that's going to wrap it up for this episode. I'll see you soon. Bye for now.